The Phoenix Art Museum opened a new exhibit this week, and it's unlike most things you'd see in the museum.
This isn't your typical contemporary art show that's on stark white walls. We've used pinks and blues and yellows and purple walls because those are the colors he used.
That's Jerry Smith, curator of American and European art to 1950 and art of the American West at the Phoenix Art Museum. And the he to whom Smith referred is Andy Warhol. The exhibit is called Andy Warhol Portraits and includes more than 170 works by the pop artist.
They're of socialites, of politicians, of world leaders, of actors and actresses and singers and people that could afford to commission portraits and people that were in Interview magazine.
Do we learn anything either about Warhol or about the people that he's painting by looking at how they're represented on the canvas?
I think a lot of times you might be able to find it, but in many ways, since he is approaching portraiture different than artists, instead of examining the kind of inner psyche of the sitter, he's treating them more like they're a brand, almost like it's a Campbell soup can, but instead it's the person, it's the brand to stand in for the individual.
Well, so how does that manifest itself differently when you actually look at the portrait versus sort of a traditional portrait artist?
Well, you see that gloss. You see the idea of it being just surface, where he's using photography as his initial source and then making screen prints from that and then adding the bright colors and what have you. And yet there's great variety within the many different portraits.
Is this common for artists of his stature to basically take commissions for portraits like this?
No. he really, when you think about the time he is working in first 60s, 70s, 80s, he's coming right behind the abstract expressionists, and they were not into portraiture at all. So he really brought back the society portrait through what he was doing. And if you were anybody, you were seeking Warhol to do your portrait at that time.
Can we take a look at a few?
Sure. Celebrities were notorious for wanting their portraits done for free. So you have Jane Fonda, who asked for hers to be free so she could sell copies to support Tom Hayden's run for state senate in the 1970s, next to Dorothy Hamill here for part of a series on great athletes. But probably the biggest celebrity of the bunch might be Andy himself. And you see, you know, he became that celebrity amongst celebrities. And you see it in some of the self-portraits that we have, not only drawings from his early career and early days, but in large self-portrait we have here of his head with that fright wig, and it's 9 feet by 9 feet. And he's blue and just floating on this black, darkened background, like this kind of a mysterious icon, and it's just a wonderful image.
Did he typically take a photograph of the person that he was painting as opposed to having them sit there?
What he did initially, he used photo booth film strips, those four pictures, where people would order a commission, and he'd take them down to Times Square. And they'd sit in a photo booth, and he would just feed it quarters. And he'd be telling jokes as they're in there so they would relax and things. And from those, he would select a picture of the many that he took that he would then use to make the larger silk screen. And then later, he would use Polaroid films.
It seems like Andy Warhol is somebody who would probably have a lot of fun with the kind of technology, photographic, social media, that kind of stuff that's available now.
Oh, he would have eaten up what we're doing now with social media and selfies and that whole idea. I really firmly believe that if he were around today, we probably wouldn't even be calling them selfies. We'd be calling these photographs Andy's. You know, he was that attuned to the idea. And that's why his art matters. I mean, when you think about the idea of all of the artists who have ever lived, think of famous quotes that artists have said. That one of, in the future, everyone will be famous, world famous, for 15 minutes. Everybody knows who said that. And that's because it speaks to our time today.
Jerry Smith is curator of American and European art to 1950 and art of the American West at the Phoenix Art Museum. The exhibit, Andy Warhol Portraits, will be on display through June 21st.